He is the executive chef at the Beefsteak Club downtown, a close personal friend of Sandy and I, and Scott Mutchenbaker. Welcome to KFGO again, man.
Good to be here, Jack. It's been a while.
Well, it was really good when I said we'd like to have you on again because our listeners really enjoy talking cooking and bacon and all of the things you do, and I liked your idea of talking soup.
Yeah, you know, right now it's a great time of the year to, you know, get in your kitchen and make some soup. You know, it's getting cold. Well, actually, the last couple of days have been pretty nice, but you know, prior to that, we had some pretty good cold snaps there. So,
what's your favorite soup?
My favorite soup is probably just like a tomato soup, to be honest. You know, it's what I grew up on. Mom making tomato soup and grilled cheese, it was the best.
I like chicken soup with noodles that mom made, but my mom never made noodles.
Right.
And so I had to settle for Campbell's.
It works, you know. Yeah, well, in a pinch, it's good when you got a cold, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, what are we going to do? We're going to talk soup, and you're going to throw in a squash soup as well.
Yeah, we're going to start out with a squash with chorizo sausage. So for the chorizo, we're going to start out with that, and you're going to do 2 pounds of ground pork, and you're going to put 1 tablespoon of crushed red pepper and 1 tablespoon fennel seed, 1 tablespoon cumin, 1 tablespoon paprika. I'm being a little redundant right now, aren't I?
I got it.
1 tablespoon salt, 1 tablespoon pepper, 1 tablespoon majoram, and 1 tablespoon oregano, dried. And you're going to add a couple tablespoons of minced garlic, and you want to mix this real thoroughly. You're going to just get your hands in there, get dirty. It's fun, you know, it's cooking.
You mentioned paprika, and on a couple of recipes ago, it called for smoked paprika, and I have since used it on a couple of other recipes. Not only does it bring that nice, vibrant red, but that smoke is kind of a cool flavor, too.
Yeah.
Very subtle.
You know? Very subtle, but very, very tasty, yeah. So, okay, now we're going to start with the soup. So we're going to saute in about 3 tablespoons of olive oil. Oh, excuse me. We're going to saute the chorizo in 3 tablespoons of olive oil. And you're going to cook that till it's about medium rare-ish. Well, actually go about medium on that. And then you're going to remove that chorizo. Then what you're going to do in that same pot where the chorizo was, you're going to add a little bit more olive oil, and then you're going to throw in 1 cup of yellow onion, 1 cup of carrots, 1 cup of celery, 3 cups of squash, and this is all going to be a very fine dice. Not super small. You're going to do about 1/4 inch by 1/4 inch dice. And saute that till it's nice and soft, and then deglaze that pan because all those little brown bits that stick to the bottom of the pan, that's the best flavor besides bacon. That's just some of the best soups, stocks, sauces, everything. That's what it's made up of. So deglaze that with a little bit of spiced rum, you know, like a Captain Morgan or whatever you want to use. And then add 3 cups of chicken stock. You're going to do about 1 cup of cream, which is going to give it, the cream's going to give it some nice body, you know. We all like those cream-based soups up here in the Midwest. And then you're going to throw all that into a blender and just throw that on high and just blend it all together. So you got a nice consistency on that. And then just add some chorizo, maybe a little dollop of sour cream or some mascarpone cheese and stir that in, and you get a nice soup there.
What kind of sausage did you just say?
Chorizo.
Chorizo.
Yep.
I want to tell you that I made a jambalaya recipe, which turned out to be pretty good. It was the first time I ever had jambalaya. And it called for, it was the first time I've ever made jambalaya, I should say. It called for andouille sausage.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And I bought some at a grocery store. And I tell you, yours, I wished, even though theirs was fine, but it was just fine. It was cute.
Yeah,
it
right.
was nice. Nice of them to market it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, it was nice. But I've had yours, which you hand make, and I wish I would have had a pound of that instead. You just make a great andouille.
Well, thank you, sir. Why don't you just give me a call next time? Well, I'll get you all set up.
I tell you, it was just, but anyway, okay, now, so that's our squash soup recipe.
Squash soup, okay. And now we're going to do a peanut soup, and we're going to make our own peanut butter for this soup. It's going to be much, much tastier that way.
Wow.
So what you're going to do is roast about 4 cups of shelled peanuts with, you toss that in a little bit of vegetable oil, some fresh thyme, chop that up, some fresh rosemary, chop that up nice and fine, some salt and pepper, and then you're just going to throw that on a like a cookie sheet. Throw that in your oven about 350 degrees and just roast it off. It's probably going to take, you know, 20 minutes or so. Just keep a close eye on it. You want to get it nice and dark. When you roast nuts, it brings out just the natural oils that are in the nuts and makes it so much tastier than just, you know, like a raw nut, like a raw peanut or an almond. Much, much better that way. So after you you pull those out, kind of let them cool a little bit because those things are going to stay hot for a little bit and you don't want to burn yourself. You're going to throw this into a food processor and turn it on and just slowly start adding a little bit of vegetable oil until you have like a nice smooth peanut butter consistency. Now, this is going to be different than the peanut butter that you're going to, you know, like the Jif or whatever. This is going to be a lot more of a savory peanut butter because you got those fresh herbs in there. And, you know, you're doing it all from scratch, which that's the only way to do it, right?
Okay.
So you got your peanut butter made. So now you're going to start out with 1 cup onion, 1 cup carrot, and 1 cup parsnips. And you're going to do a fine dice just like we did before. And then you're going to cook that with just a little bit of olive oil. And throw in a few fresh herbs, you know, like the thyme and the rosemary again, and a little bit of salt and pepper. You throw in just a little bit of cayenne pepper, a little bit of paprika again, and then you're just gonna cook that off and deglaze that with a little bourbon. I think that's just a really good flavor profile to put into this soup. And then you're gonna add four cups of chicken stock. Or you could use vegetable stock because this could also be a like a vegan or a vegetarian friendly dish. And add your peanut butter, stir that in slowly, bring it up to a boil, and there you go.
Peanut soup. I'll be danged.
There you go.
That's a great idea. You know, I was thinking we might be talking about, you know, other sorts of soups, and now we get the squash soup and a peanut soup, and it actually sounds pretty quick and easy.
It's fairly easy. I mean, it takes a couple of times. Like everything else, you just got to practice at it. But once you get it down, it's a good way to go.
Well, thanks a million for coming in again. Do you mind if we call upon you again?
Absolutely.
Every day?
Every day. Sounds good.